back, take me back to that old country church where the gospel of Jesus was preached. Take me back to my old country church. I will be the first one that you'll see.
Friends, this is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on The Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on The Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 101.9 FM in the downtown Kingston area of the Limestone City of Canada. Yes, we can also be heard over our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto areas. And we can also be heard over YouTube at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With that shared, it was 28 years ago today on this very date, and 1997 that the legendary folk and country music icon John Denver tragically passed away in a plane accident. With that, I would like to remember John this morning with a double feature of his great songs. First will be a song called Country Roads, which y'all will remember, and then we'll follow with another all-time classic called Matthew. With that, I would like to welcome y'all into this, the second hour of The Way Back with Johnny Show here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
West Virginia. He was his father's only boy. Born just south of Colby, Kansas, he was his mother's pride and joy. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love is just a way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas wheat field. And blue is just a Kansas summer sky. And all the stories that he told me back when I was just a lad, all the memories that he gave me, all the good times that he had. Growing up a Kansas farm boy, life was mostly having fun. Riding on his daddy's shoulders, behind a mule beneath the sun. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue just a Kansas summer sky. Well, I guess there were some hard times, and I'm told some years were lean. They had a storm in 47. A twister came and stripped them clean. He lost the farm and lost his family. He lost the wheat and lost his home. But he found the family Bible. Faith as solid as a stone. Yes, and joy was just the thing he was raised on. Love was just the way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas wheat field. And blue just a Kansas summer sky. So he came to live at our house, and he came to work the land. He came to ease my daddy's burden, and he came to be my friend. So I wrote this down for Matthew, and it's for him the song is sung. Riding on his daddy's shoulders, behind a mule beneath the sun. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue's just a Kansas summer sky. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue's just a Kansas summer sky.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics by John Denver, the great folk and country music icon, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show, and it's that time in the program to welcome and invite our furry mascot and best friend, Sim Bush the Wonder Husky, to our program this morning to share her weekly picks. This weekend, we're paying tribute somewhat to Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, so both of my girls have decided to share their top picks of each artist with y'all. So let's begin with Sim Bush's top picks of Kenny Rogers first this morning. First, we'll hear an old-time classic called Lucille. We'll then follow with Buy Me a Rose, and we'll wrap up with Sim Bush's top favorites of Kenny Rogers with none other than a song that came out in the mid-2000s that I really enjoyed back then, and I even enjoy it today, called The Greatest. I'd like to say thank you, Sim Bush, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. Thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. Looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children. Sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, 'cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. To give her all he thinks she wants. A three-car garage, her own credit cards. He pulls in late to wake her up with a kiss goodnight. If he could only read her mind, she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need most in my life. Now the days have grown to years of feeling all alone. She can't help but wonder what she's doing wrong. 'Cause lately she'd try anything to turn his head. Difference if she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door.
for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. And the more that he lives, the less that he tries. Sure, the love that he holds inside. And the more that she gives, the more that he sees. This is a story of you and me. So I bought you a rose on the way home from work to open the door to a heart that I hurt. And I hope you notice this look in my eyes. I'm gonna make things right for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
And I'm gonna hold you tonight. Do all those little things for the rest of your life. Boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down, swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says, I am the greatest there has ever been. Grits his teeth and he tries it again. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down, swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. He makes no excuses, he shows no fear. He just closes his eyes and listens to the cheers. Little boy, he adjusts his hat, picks up his ball, stares at his bat. Says, I am the greatest, the game is on the line. And he gives his all one last time. Ball goes up like the moon so bright, swings his bat with all his might. And the world's as still as still can be, and the baseball falls. And that's strike three. Now it's supper time, and his mama calls. Little boy starts home with his bat and ball. Says, I am the greatest, that is a fact. But even I didn't know I could pitch like that. Says, I am the greatest, that is understood. But even I didn't know I could pitch that good.
Everybody, I'm Johnny Lee from the great Lone Star State of Texas, and you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock. So stay tuned for some of the best hits in country music.
friends following those classics by none other than our tribute artist of today, Kenny Rogers. We're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time in the program. Salute the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by Even Greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that, these next three songs are all Canadian-based singers and legends, of course, also associated with the comforts of home on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning. Let's remember a song going out to my good friend up there in Oshawa, Ontario. For Big Al Trainer, it's going to be a song by his late friend and a good Canadian legend himself, Smiley Bates, and a song called Going Home. Then we'll follow with a song by the Canadian plowboy, Mr. Orville Prophet, and a song going out to my good friend, Bob Gardner of Niagara Falls, whom I will be seeing soon, and a song called Good to Be Back Home, and we'll wrap up with Thanksgiving wishes for our good friend, John and Kathy in Guelph, Ontario, whom I am going to also be seeing in the coming weeks. And for them, it's going to be the King of Canadian Country Music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and his version of the old Canadian home. With that, I'd like to salute our Canadian Thanksgiving back at home on the soil of Canada. With that, welcome and friends, and happy Canadian Thanksgiving.
My mama's cooking every evening. I can walk with Dad to the fields where I used to play, where I can sit with the loved ones around the table in the evening and wait for Dad to bless the meal and to hear him say, the handle on the pump don't work too well, the crops go kind of thin, the wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks, but it's good to be home again.
Greener and the wind blows cleaner in my old Canadian home, where the cares are fewer and the hearts are truer in my old Canadian home. In the foothills of the Rockies we'll build a nest all our own, where the stars shine brighter and the snow snows whiter in my old Canadian home. Oodley, oodley, oodley. In all the world there's no place that ever will compare, from the Rocky Mountains to the Maritimes so fair. Atlantic to Pacific is where I'll always roam, through the great North Country I call home, where the grass grows greener and the wind blows cleaner than my old Canadian home, where the cares are fewer and the hearts are truer than my old Canadian home. In the foothills of the Rockies we'll build a nest all our own, where the stars shine brighter and the snow snows whiter than my old Canadian home. Oodley, oodley, oodley.
Right on the Manitoulin Island.
Hello, this is Grant Haywood, the son of Canada's number one singing cowboy, Earl Haywood. They usually call me Son of Earl. And you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back. And thanks, Johnny, for playing a lot of the old-time country.
Take me there and let me dream once more.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team and our beloved shortest member of our morning team to the program this morning. With that mentioned, I would like to welcome Gunny, our beloved dachshund, who has her weekly picks of the reigning queen of country music, in my opinion, Miss Dolly Parton. However, we all know Miss Kitty will always be our true queen, but right now, during this time of country music changing, we would like to remember and pay tribute to Dolly Parton. With that, I understand that Dolly is going through some health problems down there in Tennessee, but I would like to lift her up in prayer today and also remember her with some early classics here today by none other than our good friend and beloved dachshund, Gunny the Dachshund. Now, first of all, we're going to hear an all-time classic that may not fly by today's modern society, but it was her first single, and it's called Dumb Blonde. We'll follow with another recording session that was done many years ago, and it was a story about an old coat that she had as a child, and that, of course, is Coat of Many Colors. Then we'll wrap up with another all-time classic, this time more of a Thanksgiving-style song, but it's called Applejack. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say thank you, Gunny, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Yes. again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was a way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. Couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. On my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told him all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told him all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see. As I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
The apple orchard in this little old orchard shack. His real name was Jackson Taylor, but I called him Applejack. Now old Applejack was loved by everyone he ever knew. Applejack picked apples, but he picked the banjo too. Play a song for me, Applejack, Applejack, play a song. Jack, that old Applejack had made. Then he'd take his banjo down, then he'd ask me if I'd sing, and he would play the banjo and I'd play my tambourine. Play a song for me, Applejack, Applejack, play a song for me, and I'll Jack is gone. All that he left me is banjo, and he always
Hi, this is Jan Howard of the Grand Ole Opry, reminding you that you're listening to Johnny Woodluck right here on Wayback CFRC.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, dear, and I'm really touched with all this tenderness.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics by Dolly Parton, as selected by our beloved Dachshund, Gunny the Dachshund, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to some recently released projects that came across the Wayback Desk this week. First will be a song that I have been waiting a long time to hear the version of, but that I knew about for the past 7-8 years, and it's finally been released. That is by none other than David Verzell, who has joined on Saginaw, Michigan with our Whispering Pole Boy, Bill Anderson. And then we'll follow with a classic that has just been released out of the vaults as of the other day, but it's going to be Waylon Jennings and a song called No More Love Songs. Now, this brand new project that Shooter Jennings has released on his father, Waylon, and I do understand that it's available at all record stores where you get your music, as well as YouTube. But with that, it's going to be an all-time recently released song that was recorded many years ago called I Don't Have Any More Love Songs. With that, welcome in, friends, and we will be back after this to offer 2 pairs of tickets to give away. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My daddy was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I love Digger in Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a digger in this frozen ground so cold. But as each new day I pray, I'll strike in rich and Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm coming home. Please wait for me. And you can tell your dad that I'm coming back a richer man. I've hit the biggest strike in Klondike history. Her daddy met me, in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Don't you want to sell your father-in-law your Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska. He's digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all the newlyweds. Saginaw, Michigan.
We're the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan.
And he's ashamed to show his face in Saginaw, Michigan.
Some things that I've wanted to say a long time. Never have I spent a day without you on my mind. I've tried some love songs, now I need to try one that's new. 'Cause I don't have any more love songs to try on you. We just can't ever get it together, it seems. Your arms don't hold me the way that they do in my dreams. It's hard to write about things that you used to do. I don't have any more love songs to try on. Have any more love songs to write for you. Too many I wrote before just never came true. It's hard to sing about things that you never do. I don't have any more love songs to sing for you. Songs to sing for you. Too many I wrote before just never came true. It's hard to write about things that you never do. I don't have any more love songs to sing for you. I wish I had just one more love song to sing for you.
Well, yes, now I would like to offer two tickets to give away to the first callers to my Way Back with Johnny Woodlock show here this morning. And with that mention, I would like to pay tribute to a song that has been recorded, a cover of the old classic called Coward of the County. With that mention, it is going to be by tribute artist none other than Alan Turner, who is paying tribute along with Lori Lynn to the legendary Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. And their tribute is going to be at the Spire in Kingston here on Friday coming up. That is October the 17th. And you can claim your tickets now by calling. And there's only one pair of tickets, so the first caller will claim them. But it's going to be your chance now to claim your tickets at 613-861-5713 or by emailing me at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com. Good luck, friends, and happy listening.
Never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy. Folks just call him Yellow. But something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. And I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone. Tommy's love was Becky. And in her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man.
day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky. There were three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. A torn dress, a shattered look, was more than he could stand. So he reached above the fireplace, took down his daddy's picture. As the tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into bar room. One of them got up, met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling, all bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. Don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered you the coward of the county.
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to a song that has been recently released and recorded by none other than the Plowboys. And this is a brand new song just in time for Halloween 2025. With that mentioned, I would also like to share that we have a double feature of our Haunted Hayride coming up at the end of this month. And for right now, it's going to be a classic by none other than the Plowboys out of Kingston here. And they're all tying recently released and written song called Trick or Treat. With that, we'll be back following this, send us into the third and final hour. Welcome in, friends.
Trick or treat, honey, what's it gonna be? Fall into my loving arms or put a hex on me. Trick or treat, baby, I'm waiting for a sign. Every time you treat these lips, you trick this heart of mine. When we met last Halloween, you were dressed up like the devil. I should have known right then and there that you were on the level. Tiptoe through your door. Will we fight or love tonight? I can't tell anymore. Trick or treat, honey, what's it gonna be? Fall into my loving arms or put a hex on me. Trick or treat, you trick this heart of mine. Friday night we had a date, it was so nice. But the next time I saw you, you were cold as ice.
You like to keep me guessing. That seems to be your plan. Am I just your voodoo doll or your loving man? Trick or treat, honey, what's it gonna be? Fall into my loving arms or put a hex on me? Trick or treat, baby, I'm waiting for a sign. Every time you treat these lips, you trick this heart.
We have now reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. As we send us into the third and final hour here this morning, I would like to pay tribute to a song that Ricky Van Shelton did one of the most beautiful versions of, and it's an old hymn called Supper Time. Now, we will send this out in loving memory of my late grandmother, Mabel, in Milk River, who passed away in February. But we will also put it out in loving memory of my late granny, Marg, Mom's mom, who passed away in 2010. Now, during our years growing up, at least my years growing up, I have a lot of fond memories of supper time at Thanksgiving, especially of Grandma Marg. With that, we would like to pay tribute to them today with this all-time classic by none other than Ricky Van Shelton. I hope to talk to you on the other side of the third and final hour at 10 o'clock here this morning, and welcome in, friends. Happy listening.
the valley.